Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mostly sunny, with a warm breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, skies are clear, a perfect day to be outside for those in the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. has carried out strikes on Iran, revoking an oil sanctions waiver. Iran threatens a crushing response after the strikes targeted air defenses, missiles, and IRGC boats. Also, JNS reports just in that the IDF has uncovered a Hezbollah weapons cache inside a civilian home in southern Lebanon. The cache includes RPG launchers, anti-tank missiles, and explosives. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post raises questions about Egypt's massive new octagon military command headquarters. Israel is scrutinizing its potential impact on security coordination and peace treaty interests. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that a female soldier killed a terrorist in Lebanon earlier today. A military dog was also killed during the encounter. And finally, JTA confirms from earlier reporting that the U.S. launched powerful strikes against Iran in retaliation for attacks on commercial vessels. The violence threatens to disrupt ongoing diplomatic talks. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted earlier that Israeli forces killed a Hezbollah operative in Bint Jebel. They noted the loss of a military working dog in the operation. Alex Plitzas, a national security expert, mentioned his upcoming appearance on CNN. He will discuss the escalation between the U.S. and Iran over the Strait of Hormuz. Amichai Stein, a journalist, reported an hour ago that the U.S. military attacked over 80 targets in Iran. These strikes targeted Iranian air defenses and command networks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran, reported by the Times of Israel. The strikes targeted key military assets following Iran's alleged attacks on commercial vessels. This escalation raises tensions significantly, potentially impacting global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the discovery in southern Lebanon, JNS details how Israeli forces found significant weaponry within a civilian home. This highlights the ongoing threat of Hezbollah's military buildup near Israel's borders, complicating the security landscape. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's concerns about Egypt's new military headquarters, dubbed the Octagon. Despite these concerns, ongoing security coordination and the 1979 peace treaty remain central to maintaining stability between the nations. In Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that a female soldier neutralized a terrorist threat. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and the challenges faced by Israeli forces operating in hostile environments. Finally, the JTA covers the broader implications of U.S. strikes on Iran. These actions could derail diplomatic efforts and heighten tensions further, affecting not just regional but also international diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that America's AI economy is booming with new jobs, yet millions of white-collar workers face potential job disruption. This trend reflects a global shift in job markets, including in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Nissan Levy, CEO of Ashdod Port, emphasized the port's priority for security ships during the war. This decision underscores the port's strategic importance to Israel's national security. And finally, Globes reveals that Chaim Katzman has sold control of G-City. Ari Real Estate, led by Tzachi Abu, acquired a significant stake, marking a major shift in Israel's real estate sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.